Charles, what excites you the most about this offense? How good and how dynamic, as Mitch put it, can this offense be?
Man, I'm excited about it, man. It's really fun. You know, it's a lot of moving parts, but we're still attacking. It's attacking offense. Everything about it, man, it's just, it gives our defense problems, but our defense gives us problems on the field too. So it's really good battles out there. It's just really fun to play right now.
What would be different for the offensive line in the run game?
Harry, our line coach, he's the difference. He's going to push us. He's going to make sure we're working every single day. Everybody's coming to work every single day grinding, trying to get better at something, whether it's putting your hands inside or hands up, whatever it may be. You're getting better at something. He's pushing us to do that. So that's what's making us going to be better.
What do you think his greatest strength as a coach is?
Who?
Harry.
He cares. He cares so much. He wants you to succeed. He wants you to be the best. And why would you play in this league if you don't want to be the best?
In what ways has this new regime changed the energy around here, even this time of year?
Oh, man, it's just new energy. You can just feel it. I really can't put my finger on it or tell you how it is. It's just like you can just feel the new energy. Everybody's buying in. Everybody's, excited for one goal. We all got one goal, and that's to win. So, yeah, we're all just excited and ready to rock. He's the same guy every day, I would say. Really humble, no high too high, no low too low. Just like a real genuine guy. And that's what I really love about him so far. Like, he's that genuine guy. He's not going to, BS you. He's going to give it to you straightforward. Yeah, that's really what I got about him. Oh, man, he's picking up. He's just learning every day. Every day trying to come in and get better. Still has those great leadership qualities, telling everybody in the huddle, he'll focus up right here on this play. We got to do this, execute this, whatever it may be. And every day he's just bringing it.
The group around you is getting younger and younger, the group, the offensive line. Are you taking on a bigger leadership role? I don't know how vocal you are. Is that something that you're looking forward to this season?
Oh, yeah. Whether it's talking to my coach or talking to Nagy or the offense coordinator, Mark, and just trying to help us get better, I just try to speak up and tell them from my perspective. Like, I've been doing it for a while now, and I just want to let them know, like, hey, let's try it this way. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't. But just having that open communication is valuable. All right, who's talking?
In terms of Mitch spitting plays out in the huddle, how has he grown in that aspect from April to
We're all still learning. So, this is a brand new offense for us. Unlike the defense, they have 4 years with Vic. We got a whole new system. So he's still learning, still picking things up. I'm still learning. I'm trying to get the details of it. First you got to get the bulk of the play, and then you got to learn the details. So we're all just growing and learning at the same time. It's really fun.
James Daniels?
Yeah. Oh, like I just said, learning. I mean, he's just a young kid, So what is he, 20 years old? He doesn't know anything right now. So, he's just trying to pick it up. He's like wide-eyed, and he's just like, all right, he's listening. So that's good. That's the first thing he's doing is listening and just trying to pick everything up.
For someone like you who's been through some different offenses, how different is this one now for you on the line?
I wouldn't say it's that much different. A lot of terminology is the same. Some words here or there you got to, listen and hone into. But once you kind of get – I've been through, five offensive coordinators since I've been here, so kind of know a lot of NFL offenses already, so it's not that hard for me. But, you got to listen to those words that don't speak to you or listen to the words that do speak to you. I like that saying that Coach Nagy always tells you. Listen to the words that speak to you in those play calls, in the huddle. Kind of ball carrier do I think Mitch can be?
Yeah.
Mitch is kind of elusive, man. I can't even lie. He had a couple play last week that I saw him squirt out of there for a good gain. I was like, I didn't know you had wheels like that. But he can be a pretty good ball carrier for us.
When it comes to the effectiveness of that on his own replay, is it just decision making more than it is foot speed in terms of how successful it's been?
Yeah, it's all decision making when it comes to him. Yeah, but first it starts off with us at the offensive line. We got to knock guys off the ball. We got to move guys so he can make that read. We don't want to have guys in the backfield in front of him, so it'll make it harder. We got to get guys off the ball and push them back.
Charles, within your game, what has Harry been working with you on to improve?
Oh, just fine-tuning technique. You know, every day I'm going out there and I'm just trying to get better at my technique. I know the plays. I know what to do. It's just how am I going to do it correctly and consistently every single time.
Charles, Kyle Long has not been active in a lot of the offseason practice, but he has been out there. From your interactions with him, do you get the sense that there's some concern on his part that he'll be ready to go in Bourbon 8, or more like he's just biding his time and he'll be ready when the bell rings?
Yeah, he's just trying to get healthy. I mean, we want him healthy. I mean, right now, we're Bears on Bears. This is OTAs, mini camp. We want him healthy for the season, so let him get right. I'm not sure on his status right now, but let him get right and let him be healthy for the season because that's when we want him.
I know you're on your fourth offensive line coach, but you've had a bunch of the same guys up there for at least three seasons. Now, what's that continuity been like for you?
It's been great. You know, I know how Cody's going to mic guys. I know Kush on the right of me. I know Bobby how he's going to be. When Cal gets back, it'll be all – it's your role. It's your role smooth. So, you know, it's a good continuity. We all know how to interact with each other. We still push each other every day. It's just really fun going out there with those guys.
General, we've heard from a couple of the quarterbacks and offensive skill players about the adjustments that are packaged into the offense. Does that extend to the line? Are you guys making more adjustments?
Explain that a little bit.
So Chase Daniel, for example, explains how Mitch at the line of scrimmage will have to maybe change a call or change a route or something based on the defense. Does that extend to the offensive line? Are you guys either changing more of your blocking scheme at the line of scrimmage than maybe you have in the past because of what Nagy is asking you guys to do?
Well, hopefully I answered this right. Once Mix says we have to do this, we're going to do it.
So in terms of whether he says it or whether you guys say it, oh, okay. Just in terms of the offensive line, are adjustments built in to there?
I really don't understand the question, honestly. Sorry.
Mitch can change protection, for example.
Yeah.
Is there more of that for the offensive line in Nagy's system than...
Oh, than years past?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I would say Mitch has to do more, yeah. It's more on his plate. He's older. He's growing. He's growing more. Like, it's more on his plate. It's not more like we have to do everything. Like, we're kind of a unit. We all work together. We check with Mitch. He checks with us. So, yeah, that answers it. Does that work?
Yeah.
Hopefully it works.
Yeah. Charles, with all the options and the I think this is what Rich is getting at, the options and the details within the offense, how does that specifically impact the offensive line? Like when you're at the line of scrimmage.
Man, this is a tough question. Is this really that hard? I'm just not getting it. I'm just not getting it. It's just not hitting my brain. I'm sorry. Man, all right. The option. Say that one more time. Sorry. Let me look at you now.
You might get out of the huddle and be like, all right, this is a run play.
Okay.
Firing off the line with no running the ball. It seems like talking to your teammates, there's a lot more going on at the line of scrimmage. Like, hey, this might be checked to a pass or this might be checked to something different. As an offensive lineman, what is the challenge of that, knowing that when you get out of the huddle, things might be changed, the RPOs, whatever it is within the offense, how does that impact a left tackle specifically?
Okay, sorry. I kind of get where you're coming from. So, for me and for the offensive line, so let's start with me. I had a lot of different offices already. There's checks on some plays. There's checks, not checks on some plays. Well, like I said before, if you listen to the words that speak to you in the offense, it simplifies everything for you. So once you hear it, you're like, okay, I got it. This speaks to me. This speaks to me. This doesn't. Don't even have to worry about the ones that don't speak to you. Just listen to the ones that speak to you, and then you can roll from there.
So you said before, something about the change, kind of the buzz within the building. You know, everything feels upbeat and this sort of thing. You were here in 2015 when John Fox came, and it was another changeover. Wasn't that the same thing? Wasn't that same kind of feeling happening?
Yeah, definitely. It was, but for, I would say, on the offensive side of the ball, you know, Fox is a defensive coach. We got an offensive coach now, and we got somebody who can put points on the board. We got somebody who's going to be calling the plays for us, and it's just a really good feel. Speaking of offensive side of the ball first, like, it's just a really good feel for us. We believe in his scheme. You know, he keeps pushing us every day, challenging us in the playbook, in the meeting room, on all the coaching staffs behind us. You know, they're all pushing us, and that's what we need. That's what we want right now as a younger team.
Charles, last one. You said listen to the words that speak to you. When Mitch goes in a huddle and calls the play that's 12 words long. You can listen to the words that speak to you. He's got it all.
Oh, yeah. That's
what
hard.
How have you seen that develop with him? And is that something that won't be a finished product until, you know, for months now?
Yeah, I think that's going to take time. Yeah, for sure. Because he'll come in, he'll get something, and he has to, you know, back up, restart, and come right back in and give it to us how it's correctly, because he wants to do it right every single time, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Is that like learning a new language?
A little bit like learning a new language, especially for him, because he has so many words and so many things to think about. It's a lot on his plate.
And all you have to do is understand the language.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, everyone.
All right. Thank you.